Did you know that over a million new businesses launch each year, yet nearly 40% fail in their first year and 80% within five? I'm Derek Schmidt, and I don't want you to become another statistic. That's why I started the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast. I'm going to use real-world experience and straightforward advice to help you navigate through the rough waters of entrepreneurship. Whether you're drafting your first business plan or aiming for new heights, this is your toolkit for however you define success. Let's dive in.
All right. Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to meet with me today. Quick, funny story. I'm trying out this new webinar software. Believe it or not, I was actually, I guess, what they would call the waiting room, talking to myself for a minute, thinking that I had started this session. So some of this is I've been sick for what feels like 3 weeks now, COVID, and then now I've got some sort of chest thing going on. So if my voice sounds like I finally hit puberty, that's why. Thank you for bearing with me. But welcome to today's webinar. Today, I'm hoping to talk more in depth about SEO, specifically some of the trends, tools, and the techniques that can help you and your business and your website when it comes to visibility. And I'll pull from some of my own examples that we're using here in the agency. And it's important to note that, you know, what I share here is based on my perception and my understanding of this industry. SEO, I think we're in a very exciting time. I don't think SEO is going anywhere, but I think it's going to play a much larger role in terms of marketing, because think about like AI, like what is artificial intelligence doing? What's ChatGPT doing? And all these other AI tools. It basically goes out and scans the internet for information about your business or your industry or your audience. And it compiles that information for you in an organized fashion, right? It may summarize that information and they give you like blog posts, or tone of voice, or social media posts, but it's relying heavily on the information that it can find about you on the internet. And what is SEO? It's search engine optimization. It's basically getting your information, your digital footprint out there to rank organically. So when it comes to SEO and AI, I think SEO is going to play a much larger role, because if you want to persuade, or if you want to, you know, shift how that information is represented, how you're represented with that information, that's where SEO is going to come into play. So having a digital presence, digital footprint is going to be huge. Today, we're going to talk about some of the latest SEO trends as I've seen them. We're going to talk about some tools that we use here in the agency that can help you in your SEO, as well as some proven techniques that I've used in my experience with working with SEO websites. We'll do some hands-on advice, some Q&A, and then hopefully you'll pick up some things that will help you future-proof as AI continues to grow. And AI right now is probably what Nokia was back in 2004. I think for the first time, and again, this is my assumption and my perception, but I think for the first time in its lifetime, Google was at a point where it's losing market share because more and more people, especially younger and more tech-savvy people, are gravitating more towards like AI-based search engines and browsers like ChatGPT, Claude AI, Perplexity, et cetera, because it's quicker, it's easier, it's more convenient. And speaking from my own experience with Perplexity, it can summarize information from several sources really, really quickly, instead of your traditional journey of like somebody going to Google and typing in like air conditioner replacement. And then I'm left to my own on going through each one of those websites to see which one may fit my needs. Tools like Perplexity, and even when Google's trying to pivot to now give you that information relatively quickly without you having to go through each and every website, but still leaving you with the option to click through to the website. So without further ado, again, I want to welcome everybody to today, everybody who's with me now, anybody who may be watching in the future. To get started with SEO, there are a few ways that I generally start with. So let's go through an example of a client or a potential client comes to me and we say, hey, I need help ranking my website, or I need help with SEO. My next step from there would be to use, it can be one of these tools, it can be a combination of these tools, but basically like I need to get an idea of what your digital presence looks like, right? I need to get an idea on where you rank. And then I need to get an idea on like who is ranking where you want to be, like an idea of your competitors. There's a tool that I use for this. If I can go ahead and share my screen with you now. Perfect. So there's a tool, it's a popular tool, it's called SEMrush that you can use. Now SEMrush, without even logging in, you should be able to conduct this information on your own. So let's say, for example, I need to do a test on a client's website. I will look at my own, I'll throw myself under the bus for this. I go to SEMrush and I plug in the website address. When I do that, SEMrush is going to give me a report on what it calls the domain overview. And again, you should be able to do this for free, you know, unless you want to click through on some of the other options here. And that's where they're going to prompt you to upgrade. I think it's definitely worth the investment. But before you make that decision, wait till the end of this episode, because you might find that one of these other tools that I go over may serve your purposes more closely. So when I look at this domain overview report, let's break this down, because I find that a lot of people still don't really know a lot of the inner workings on how to read these reports or what this information says. First off, I look at authority score. Now, authority score, it's basically a measurement of like how much authority you have online. How long have you owned the domain name? How many people link back to your website? We call these backlinks. You know, how much traffic do you get? How long do people stay on your website? All these things help your domain authority. Now, let me date myself here. And if you're old enough to remember when the search engines were like Ask Jeeves and Yahoo.com and AOL.com, you probably remember when, you know, Google came out and their claim to fame was that whenever a user searches, they're going to find the most relevant pieces of information. They're going to display that to the user, and they're going to organize them based on how relevant the information is and how much authority the website has. Because before Google, it was just like a long list of websites, and there was really no real order to them. And that's where Google came out, and they're like, okay, we're going to match it based on the user's relevance or the search relevance and how much authority. Basically, that means the higher your authority, the easier it is for you to rank for some of the keywords you're currently targeting and potential keywords you're going to be targeting in the future. So out of everything you do, I think raising your authority score through backlinks, through creating a great user experience, all go to really help you, right? And if you're creating good, valuable content, especially in this day and age where everybody's relying on AI, and they're just copying and pasting directly out of ChatGPT, I think you can really set yourself apart with consistency on quality content and encouraging people to link back to your website. So that hopefully explains authority score. This organic search traffic, now this is the assumption of what my search traffic is to this domain, right? So it's saying I get about 1,200 hits per month on this website, but this is just an assumption that SEMrush came up with, right? Because it has no real actual connection to your website to know like how much traffic you're actually getting. Paid search traffic. This is also, again, just another assumption that SEMrush is making about how much traffic to my website comes from paid search. Then I've got the number of backlinks. You remember, backlinks play a direct role into your authority. So this is saying I have 4,700 backlinks from 354 domains. So when you're thinking about backlinks in your business, there are a few different ways you can go about creating backlinks. One of which you can, you know, collaborate, you can participate in online forums like Reddit, you know, medium.com. What's the other one? Quora is another one. Like if you go and you're more of a socialite, you like to participate in forums, I encourage you to go on Quora, search for your specific industry. And Quora is, spell that out for you, Quora.com. You go to Quora, you search for your specific industry, and you can find people that are interested in like marketing and content, right? And so I could come here basically, and I can find some questions that people have related to their marketing or their content. I can simply come in and comment on these. And let's say as I'm commenting, like, hi, I am a comment. Here is my website where I talk about this in more detail. And one generally doesn't happen at the same rate the other one does. Right? Designlaw.com/my topic. Right? So when I do that, when I participate and I drop a link to my website, I'm getting a backlink from Quora, which Quora.com, if I ran that same domain analysis report on SEMrush on Quora.com, I guarantee you they're going to have a really high authority score. That same principle can be applied to Reddit. In other words, the front page of the internet. That same principle can be applied to Medium. Medium.com is kind of like an online curation of just posts and authors and topics, right? So you can participate in all of these. That's one way you can get backlinks. Another way you can get backlinks is signing up for directories or industry-specific directories, citations like your Google My Business page, your Yelp listing, Wilmington Chamber of Commerce listing, you have BNI if you're a BNI. All these things are citations. They can generate a backlink to your website. A quick little tip as well is Pinterest. If you're in an industry that lends itself well to Pinterest, Pinterest boards and pins are indexed by search engines. So each time you're putting together or pinning a pin, I guess is what they would call it, you're dropping a link to your website, those are indexed and those generate backlinks to your website. Another option is, let's say I'm a real estate agent and I have my own little micro site. You know, I could partner with an interior design company, a home furnishings company, a welcome basket company. I can partner with these different businesses or entrepreneurs. And I can say, hey, I'd be happy to have a resource page on my website where I link to you and your business if you're willing to do the same for me. So those are three options and ways you can generate backlinks to your website. The fourth and probably the easiest is just create great content. If you're great creating good, valuable content, everybody's in this game where we have to have one link that links. At least one link that links back to somewhere on our website and at least one link that links to somebody else. So everybody's looking for a good, valuable backlink. So chances are if you're creating good content, they're going to find your content and they're going to link back to your website without them even having to ask you or without you even knowing about it or having to do any kind of admin work to get that backlink, right? So good quality content is definitely the way to go. All right, so as I'm looking through this domain overview report here, I can see some of the top keywords that this domain is ranking for. And again, I can click on view details and I can get the full list, but this shows me the type of intent that the user is searching for, and I'll break that term down in just a moment. This also shows me the position they're ranking for and how much average monthly search volume there is. Now, it's good to say that the more valuable the keyword, the higher the search volume, probably the more competitive it is, right? So if you have a low authority score for your domain and your website, it's going to take a little bit more time for you to get good ranking on that, unless you just have an exceptional piece of content that ranks really well. And that is possible. But before you get into creating that content, and before I dive into, you know, this keyword report, I want to talk to you about keywords by intent, because this does make a difference. When you look at keywords by intent, you want to make sure, depending on your business and your model, that you're utilizing these four types of intent here. So you've got informational, navigational, commercial, and transactional. So informational basically means the user is just browsing, they're looking, you know, for an answer to a question. Navigational means they're exploring different websites, different content. Commercial, they're exploring different businesses or brands, and transactional means they're looking to make a purchase, right? So when you look at the keyword breakdowns, if I click on this keyword list here and you look at the keyword breakdown of organic search positions, you'll see informational, this user needs an answer to a specific question. You've got commercial, digital agency owner near me. Scrolling down a little bit more, I've got transactional, web design near me. So it starts to make sense with what search terms people are searching for versus what page is ranking for. Yeah. So this goes to show Instagram marketing in this example is the keyword that SEMrush picks up that I'm ranking for, whether or not that's in my goal or not. SEMrush says that I'm ranking for that. It's in the informational search. It says I'm ranking on the middle of the fifth page because there are about 10 listings per page. So I'm ranking in the middle of the fifth page for this. So if I wasn't focused on this as a keyword and I wanted to, it wouldn't take much for me to get from page 5 to page 1. Now, it also says that this keyword gets about 260 monthly searches. It is relatively difficult, but still possible to rate for. So this is my keyword difficulty. How competitive is this? And just for comparison, look down below, strategy content, super competitive. this also shows me, like, if I were to do Google Ads, how much on average a cost per click would be, and then which page on my website is ranking for this keyword, right? So this is really valuable information. If you're looking for that low-hanging fruit, those easy wins, that's like, hey, with a little bit more love and care, I could probably push some of these listings or rankings over to the first page or the next page. Now, how does this come into play? Right now, I'm talking mainly in terms of Google, but let's say I'm talking about something like Perplexity. And if you're unfamiliar with Perplexity, it's a really great AI-based search research tool. And so I'll go to Perplexity here and I'll say, yeah, how can a business best use Instagram in their marketing? I'd go ahead and search here. Now, assuming that, you know, our content was one of the ones that already was well optimized and ranking, there's a really good chance that under sources, our website would be linked here. So Perplexity is going to summarize some of that information from all of these sources. But if I was interested in learning more about this, or sometimes Perplexity will cite which one of these sources it got the information from, I can continue to click through and get that information. So that, again, speaks a little bit more towards the future-proofing of SEO and how you can best utilize that for AI. Now, let's say you have a competitor, right? Or you do this domain overview search from a competitor. Right now, I'll just focus on SEMrush as the tool. If I did the same domain overview report for a competitor of mine or somebody who's ranking really well for some of the keywords that I want to rank for, one of the things that I can do, aside from just taking note of the keywords that they are targeting, is I can get an idea by clicking on backlinks or domains. So I can click on either of these and I can find out where specifically they are getting their backlinks from, right? So if we're in the same industry and they're getting a lot of their backlinks from directories or forums, maybe I can start participating in those forums or I can start working in those directories, right? And so you could see here a list of all the sites that are currently linking to Design Loud in this case, right? And I can also see the authority score here. So the higher the authority score of the website that's linking back to us, the better it is for our business and our website. Okay, 57, that's clutch.com. That's a directory listing. So that's ultimately, I mean, at its core, very high level, what SEO is all about. Creating quality content, getting people to link back to your website, creating the best user experience. I think those are the three pillars that make SEO the most valuable and the thing that moves the needle the most. Of course, you can get into the weeds with like page speed, some of these other things, but I think those are the three core elements that really make or break your SEO. Now, when it comes to what keywords do you target, you know, if you're just getting into this, you can continue to explore SEMrush. At some point, if you're not willing to pay for it, it's going to prompt you for an upgrade. But I would generally start in the keyword magic tool. What I have done though previously is use, and we created a custom GPT on ChatGPT to help you with an SEO analysis of your website, but also keyword strategy. So I'd like to take a moment to show you that before digging into one of the other tools that will really kind of expedite this whole process for you. Here we go. All right, perfect. So I've got an SEO expert helper. Is my GPT that we've created. And we share this in our community if you're interested in checking it out. But basically, you can just type get started, or you can hit the get started button. It's going to ask you what you would like help with. Do you want an SEO audit? Do you want to optimize some of your existing content on your website? Do you want to create new content? So let's go with 3. I want an SEO audit. All right, it says need some details about my business. So I'll go ahead and paste in. I can answer all of these if I have that information, or I provide it with as much as I've got. So maybe I'll just give it my web address and I'll say, I want to increase my ranking in Wilmington. I won't even limit it to Wilmington. So I'm going to target the whole state, North Carolina, for keywords related to marketing and digital marketing. That's a little bit tight. I'm going to hit enter. Now, what it's doing here is it's going to scan my website, and it's going to also give me a breakdown of some of the different keywords, including the long tail keywords and the primary focus keywords that I can target here. It should give me actionable insights here on how I can best improve my chances for optimizing and ranking for those keywords. So this can basically be copied over into like an action list that I could start implementing on, you know, the website, or I could have my tech person or my nephew, whoever it is that's working on my website, how I can help have them help me with improving the ranking on my website. So I could take this further. Now that I've established this dialogue with the SEO helper GPT that we've created, I could say something like, I want you to provide me with a list of keyword clusters I could target and include things like search, monthly search volume, keyword difficulty, and what else should I include? Roll that. All right. So now it's giving me my list of keyword clusters, gives me the search volume, and it gives me the keyword difficulty. Keyword difficulty being 0 to 100, the higher the number, the more difficult it is to rank for. But this gives me a really good idea, and I would probably want to check this, but of some of the different keywords and the clusters that I could take. Now, if I've lost you at this point, do not sweat, because this next tool that I'm going to show you, it's a relatively new find for me, but it's one that I'm very interested in sharing with you. It does a lot of this research for you, reporting, and it takes you as far as creating the content for you to get it to the point where you go in, you make some little edits. But it's a tool that I'm really excited about and still exploring myself, so it takes me a minute, but it's one definitely worth sharing. So as I mentioned here, this GPT, you can download for free in the community. It has a number of different ways it can help you. Again, optimizing content, writing service pages. And it can help you with internal links, external links, backlinks you can get. There's so many use cases for this. I highly encourage you to check it out, because as I mentioned, it's free and I don't know why you wouldn't want to. Now, this next tool that I want to share with you, this is one of my relatively new finds. This is called Search Atlas. Search Atlas is similar to Semrush, but in my opinion, has a little bit more on where and how it can help you as a business owner. Now, it does require a paid subscription. This tool, I think, is worth its weight in what it's charging, because at a high level, like, here's what it can do. One, it can automate a lot of the SEO work on your website. So it will spot and identify, as you'll see here in this flashing button, it'll spot and identify ways you can improve your SEO on your website. All you have to do is click approve, and it'll automatically make that change for you on your site, right? It can also help you with keyword research, including those clusters. It helps you with then creating blog topics around those keyword clusters. And then it can go as far as the helping you create the content for that. Additionally, it'll help you with your Google My Business and your local SEO. So it'll increase your chances of ranking in that local map pack. It can also help you with press release distribution, with generating backlinks. I mean, there's so many use cases for this. It's hard to cover without it being its own course, but I want to really touch on the high level stuff with you right now. So let's assume you are going to sign up for the Search Atlas trial, which I certainly encourage you to do. I wish I had some sort of something that I could get from this, like affiliate code, but that's not important to me. But that's how much I'm willing to push this for them and peddle the software for them. All right. So once you sign up for the trial of Search Atlas, you can plug in the domain here. If I go to Site Explorer, you can plug in the domain and you can get very specific details around the domain itself. So let me start with this before we get into the content research, content creation side, because that's where I think there's a lot of value, and that's where it's going to show a lot of value from the software. Very similar to the domain overview report we got from Semrush. This is the Search Atlas version of domain overview. This is going to show me a lot of the same stuff, like the rating of the domain, the authority score, the URL, how many backlinks, trust flow, and is my domain or website considered spammy in the eyes of Google? This is really important, something you didn't get previously in Semrush. My score is a 1. So again, 0 to 30 is good. 31 to 60 is average. If you're 61 to 100, you've got some problems you need to check into, because that's considered bad and your website's considered spam. Again, I can see a lot of the keywords that I'm ranking for, the organic competitors, and where we all kind of rank and share our ranking and keyword overlap. The search intent, branded versus non-branded traffic, paid, example of ads that we're running. We are really only running like one ad right now. Some of the backlinks and where I get them from, referring domains. I mean, this is all kind of review. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this. But furthermore, you'll see on the left-hand side where I can really get into like the keywords that the site's ranking, the top pages and what they're ranking for. I can see the Google ads. I can see the Facebook ads, position changes, where the backlinks are, and a competitive analysis. Okay, so the Site Explorer tool is really, really cool, in my opinion. But where I specifically spend the most time in is I get into the keywords and the content section. So let me click on content. And notice here that I'm in the SEO content assistant side of Search Atlas. But before I do this, what I like to do is I like to go and create topical maps. So if you see on this left-hand side, I click on topical maps, and you can see I've already done this in the past. I will look at this one. Let's say I want to create a topical map around the keyword franchise marketing, okay, which I've already done. So I'm going to just click on this. I'm going to click view topical map. Now this is going to give me a diagram. So this being the keyword that I want to rank for, local SEO for franchise businesses, these are some examples of blog topics that I can create for this, right? Now I can view it as a diagram as I am now. I can also view it as a table. If you're like me and you prefer to work in Excel, you can also download this in like an Excel format, which is what I did. But let's look at this, for example. In order to rank for the keyword or improve my ranking for local SEO for franchise businesses, I would want to create blog posts. I should and could create blog posts around any of these. So let's take this one step further. Let's do local SEO checklist right here. For franchise owner, I'm going to click on generate content, and I can do either the whole article, and I can have AI create the whole article, or I can just have it create the headlines for me, and then I could go in and actually write the content myself. But this gives me an idea of how to structure that article. I'm going to go ahead for this example and choose full article with AI, because this is where I think it gets really cool. And you know, if you like me and you realize that time is limited, we try to maximize your output based on the time spent. This is really helpful because I don't have to take the time to write the whole article. Instead, AI and this one tool, because this one AI tool specifically, does a really good job on creating that content for me. So I can just go in and kind of clean up the loose ends behind the scenes, make sure it's in my tone of voice, etc. So it says it completed all in probably less than a minute. Let's go check it out. All right, so it's still spinning here. It looks like it's still working its way. Now, as it's finishing its thing here, I want to show you what's going on behind the scenes. So basically, this is the content editor. And as you start creating the content, whether you're having AI create it or you're doing it yourself, once you start doing that, you'll see this little scale over here from 0 to 100. This is going to tell you how optimized the content is, right? And the goal being to get in the green. You don't have to hit 100 every time, but this will walk you through like what you need to do to get this content optimized for the best chance of optimizing this page for SEO. This also has the ability to create images with AI using Midjourney. I think it's the platform that it uses, and it does a really good job in terms of AI generated images on generating that for you. So if I scroll down a little bit more, let me see, because I don't want to wait for that article to be written. You can see it's generating right here. Here's some other use cases that I've used with this. So let's look at this one. And maybe by the time I'm done reviewing this one, that other article will be done. All right. So here's an example, a same process. I used that topical map. I figured out, you know, it gave me a blog post that I should write to help with my chance of ranking for local SEO for franchise businesses. Here's the blog title. Okay. Here's that AI generated image. Notice that this person has all of his teeth, both of his eyes, one nose, right? So it looks pretty good for this to be an AI generated image. And again, I think that uses Midjourney. the look over here on the right-hand side, this was done with AI with very minimal editing from me here. This gives me a 93 out of 100 optimization score. And basically it's saying what I can do to improve the score even further if I wanted to is add more paragraphs. So it says try to use more paragraphs. Ideally, you should have 75 to 310 paragraphs based on the competitor sites that we find in search results. It also suggests I should have more internal links and more external links. But look at the topical terms here. So let's take a step back. Google came out with its natural language processing. And basically what that means is that when somebody says web design, Google is smart enough to know that they also could mean website design, web designer, website designer, right? All these synonyms are related. So these topical terms, it will walk you through, you know, having these in your content, right? And how many times you should have them based on some of the top performing websites that rank for that specific term. So as I hover over this, you can see that little pop-up that says the topical term is market. Currently, I've got 17 and they recommend 8, no more than 27. The top competitors using this term, and these are all legit competitors that are ranking on Google, and it walks me down the list and it tells me how many times they're using it. So as I scroll down this article a little bit more, you'll notice that a lot of these keywords are bolded, they're italicized, they're underlined. There's another AI generated image, which I think is really funny because it kind of looks like this guy copy and pasting over and over. Here's another one. Again, AI generated the image, but look at the schema markup of this article, which is what I think is really cool because no other AI tool that I've been able to find so far will do this by default. Bold the keywords for you, add the tables. These tables are going to help tools like or search engines like Google with that zero ranking placement where it shows the rich snippets and the search results. It's also going to help tools like Perplexity AI and some of the other ones. Scrolling down, you'll see that's kind of repeated throughout the article. This article, again, that was created in probably less than 5 minutes, 93 out of 100 score, and has 3,200 words in the article. Now, again, with AI, there's always the suggestion that you should review and definitely add and make sure that it's written in your tone of voice, it's got your own spin and your uniqueness to it. AI is supposed to be a tool and not a replacement. So I highly encourage you to add your own spin to this, even if this is just a starting point to get you started. But from what I was able to accomplish in the 5 minutes that we've been working on this, it did a stellar job to get me going. Now, another feature to Search Atlas is, let's say I'm good with this. I love it. I can click on the dropdowns above and I can have this published directly to my website by clicking on this synchronize option, right? But I've got a WordPress website. I can have this published directly to my website. I don't even have to leave the interface of Search Atlas. And I think that is a really, really cool feature to have. Now, I can also use this AI to come up with like AI content templates. Again, I think the most value for me was the content planner and the topical map. But I can have this tool also help suggest meta titles and meta descriptions, which are the keyword, or I'm sorry, the snippets that are shown in Google search results when somebody is searching for your product or service. Additionally, I can have this tool come in and rewrite specific parts of my content for me, right? So if I want to copy and paste the whole article, it can help rewrite and optimize that. Or if I have sections of that article that I need to have rewritten, it can definitely help with that as well. So a few other things I want to touch on Search Atlas before jumping into any kind of questions you guys may have. There is this local SEO tool. So if you connect your Google My Business page to it, you should be able to see at a glance, like how many reviews you have. But if I view this even further, if you're a service-based business like I am, you can search and see where you rank in specific areas for specific keywords and what the average score is. And you can also click on these. So for example, I can click on this here and I can see what steps would need to be taken for me to improve my ranking. So assuming somebody for the search term of marketing agency, it says I can improve my ranking here on these different areas. And it also shows me where I'm ranking like number one at, right? Which is really valuable information to have. I can increase or decrease my grid, but I can also check my local citations. This would be things like your Yelp, your Apple listing, your Forstar. I could submit those as well to the different directory listing services directly from this platform without ever having to leave. Now, one of the really cool things of this tool, as I mentioned, is the automation side with your SEO. So I feel like I should get employed by Search Atlas, but that's how much of a fan I am with some of the things that it's helped me find. So using their auto SEO version 2, you'll see that I've connected my Google My Business, I've connected our Google Search Console, I've even connected our Google Analytics. Based on this, it's saying that I've got an optimization score of 85 out of 100. But as I scroll down a little bit more, it tells me specifically what I can do to improve or what the suggestions are for improving my website. So if I go to not deployed here, basically this one's saying I should change my meta title. This one here, I should write meta titles for leads. I can go through and click deploy all in category, and this would fix all of them across the board. Or I can continue what I'm doing, which is just going through each one to see what is, you know, what are the top things I can do here. So keywords to add, I should add these keywords to this page. I can click deploy all or undeploy, right? So again, in terms of output versus input, I think Search Atlas is a really valuable tool because it helps with that routine, monotonous kind of SEO task. But again, it is AI. So instead of just deploying all, I would go through each one of these categories and make sure it's legit and something, you know, that you do want to change. You can even edit these. So if I don't like this meta title or this fix, I can edit it and I can still deploy it from this dashboard. It's got some additional things as well where you can create like AI landing page builders. I haven't experimented with that too much. Custom HTML content, I haven't experimented with that too much. But I think there are a lot of opportunities here. One thing before I move away from this page, you've got Google Business page opportunities and suggestions. For example, like you can generate frequently asked questions on the Q&A side of your Google My Business page, respond to reviews, create posts. You can also submit your listings to other data aggregators and network submissions. What I like about this tool though, is you can create, you know, backlinks from a number of different sites, high authority sites. So if you go to the Auto 2.0 side, you scroll down to authority building, I can help improve my authority by clicking on Vod Slacks. And then you'll see where I can use AI to create an AI-based article that then would get published to Microsoft's Azure, GitHub, AWS, DigitalOcean. So these are all articles that get posted to these sites. And if I click on one, for example, it's really just generic, but it comes from the github.io domain. And so it has a significant amount of authority attached to it that then links back to my website, right? So it helps with our ranking and authority. I think that is all that I'd like to show you on Search Atlas. We've done at this stage, keyword research, we've done backlinking, and we've done automating. Search Atlas is really a game changer. But again, if you're not in the market to pay for another subscription or another SEO tool, that's where I'd encourage you to check out the GPT, because the GPT will do a lot of the research and the planning for you. You just have to take the next step and implement it on your website. It's pretty straightforward action steps. And if you're confused on like how you implement this, you can just say to this SEO expert helper, how do I implement these changes on, and then insert your content management system. So if it's Wix or Squarespace or Shopify, and that way this assistant will walk you through how you do these changes directly in your content management system. So you can see there where I said it was Squarespace was my content management system. It's telling me how exactly I can get through and update these and what updates I should be making. I believe that brings me to the end of this webinar series. So if at any time during any of this, you have any questions, feel free to drop those in the community. You can visit that community you've heard me talk about, to entrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com/community. You should see the option to join the community. It's free to join. You get access to the GPTs and some of the prompts that I've created for this. There are also special incentives. If you do want to sign up for some of these softwares that I've covered today, you do have some unique perks that come along with being a member of our community and signing up with those softwares. Outside of that, thank you for listening to me talk for so long. I hope you got some helpful and useful, actionable information. And until the next time, thank you.
Hey, make sure you subscribe for more insights. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Join our free community at entrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com and let's start building a great business together.